Clear Channel's iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Jane Wilkins Michael Show, Better Than Before, an hour of beauty, health, fitness, and lifestyle advice from renowned columnist and author Jane Wilkins Michael and her guests, top experts in their fields. Join Jane's campaign to become better than before. Now, here she is, Jane Wilkins Michael.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jane Wilkins Michael Show, Better Than Before, on iHeartRadio Talk. I'm Jane. I'm coming to you live from New York City. I want to thank you so much for being with us. And now, as always, I want to welcome a woman who has never been wrong in her predictions about, well, anything, even the weather, my intuitive producer who never ceases to amaze, Lori Houston. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Jane.
I'd like to mention a brief tidbit with our audience. I was telling my husband that you were into it. And he said he didn't know Lori was an Eskimo. And I said, no, that's an Inuit. She's intuitive, you know, an Intuit. Is that even a word?
Well, you can intuit information, but if you're an intuitive, that's how you would say it.
Okay. Well, so I don't know. Anyway, you're not an Eskimo. You're here with us right now. So I'm going to make a prediction now. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
That we have a great show today because our guest, our only guest, is Roger Barnett, who is the CEO of Shaklee, which is the world's number one natural nutrition and green cleaning products company. And we'll talk about the company more in a bit. But first, I want to set up the show and explain why Shaklee's findings and pioneering achievements in health and nutrition over these many years are so important to this day in helping us all look and feel better than before. You know, Lori, years ago, and I'm talking years ago, I mean, not that I remember that far back, of course, but the concept of health was certainly not what it is today. For example, nobody I knew, except my mother, who was also a force in the beauty industry, ever heard of yogurt or sprouts or smoothies. And organic usually meant that there were worms in your fruit and vegetables. And way back then, you don't remember that time, do you, Lori? Well, way back then, some of the true pioneers in the natural health movement, for example, Gaylord Houser and Adele Davis and Paul Bragg, just to name a few, really felt that what we ate and how we took care of ourselves in general had an enormous impact on our well-being. And that was, of course, way before, you know, whole foods. So there was only a handful of idealistic farmers and local co-ops. But today, as we know, people who were considered health nuts, and not in the most complimentary way, of course, have been proven right in their beliefs. And as you know, Lori, I always say, while genetics may load the gun, lifestyle definitely pulls the trigger. It was true then, it's even truer now. And also the concept of taking vitamins was sort of alien years and years ago. But around that time, somewhere in the 60s, my mother was introduced to a brand called Shaklee, which was founded in 1956. And I think a woman at the Golden Door Spa, which is still one of the world's most renowned luxury spas, told her about it. And my mother used to take their vitamins. And again, she was very ahead of her time. But today, the health industry is becoming more and more confusing. And all you have to do is walk into the vitamin section of, you know, I won't mention names, but, you know, Whole Foods. And like the beauty floor of Bloomingdale's, you will become very overwhelmed and stressed, and you'll have to eat an ice cream sandwich at once because you'll be so stressed out. And as far as Shaklee, any company that says that we can feel younger longer for the rest of our lives, I want to take what they make. Now, back to our distinguished guest, Roger Barnett. He's the chairman and CEO of Shaklee, and he is here to help us become less confused. And I just have to add here, Lori, that if you want to feel like you have accomplished nothing in your own life, all you have to do is read Roger's bio. And this is the very edited version due to time constraints, okay? So I'm just little briefly give you some of it. He started his career in investment banking at Lazard Frere, no less. He was also the founder and chairman and CEO of Beauty.com, which continues to be one of the leading internet retailers in the cosmetics industry. He was summa cum laude from Yale, went to Harvard Law School, has an MBA from HBS, which is Harvard Business School. He's been selected as the global leader for tomorrow by the World Economic Forum as a young leader fellow of the National Committee on U.S.-China Relations. And if that isn't enough, he serves as a member of the Harvard and Yale Schools of Public Health Leadership Councils, the Yale University President's Council on International Activities, and the Board of Trustees of the Fine Arts Museums Foundation of San Francisco. The list is endless. So I'll just say, after probably the world's longest introduction, please welcome to the show none other than Superman, who even looks like him. That would be Roger Barnett himself. Hi, Roger.
Hi, Jane. Thank you so much for that kind introduction.
Oh, my goodness. So you deserved every single word. And again, I had to edit your bio. Otherwise, that alone would be the whole show. So, Roger, let's start by talking about how you went. As I mentioned, you started in beauty, and then you went to healthcare. Tell us a little bit about that journey.
Well, that journey actually started when I was even younger, because I always had a desire to do something in business to try to help people. And so my first business really ended up in beauty, and I felt very good about that because it made people feel better about themselves. And if you can help improve their physical appearance, people have more self-confidence. And I enjoyed that. But I think evolving over time is that, in addition to just looking better, when you can address somebody's fundamental health, it's even a deeper way to live and feel better. And health is so central to everything that we do that I just feel grateful to be able to be in the business of health, where we can transform the way people feel. And so I think that evolution is kind of natural, which is you start with looking good, but then you really want to feel better. And the ability to introduce lack of confusion, sort of an ability to take a selection of products that help people transform their health, is something that's been very rewarding to me.
To all of us. Now, how did you come upon Shaklee? In other words, what made a 50-year-old, not you, the company at that point, so appealing to you?
Well, I had some success with my first two businesses, which were in the beauty business. And then I took 5 years. I didn't know it was going to take 5 years, but I decided I was going to take the time to find a business that would engage me for the long term. So I had a team of people working for me, and we screened hundreds of different companies in many different industries. And the goal was to try to look for something that would not only fulfill a business need, but also my own personal passions. So the first thing was to try to find a business that would have the capacity to grow over the next 40 or 50 years. Now, it's very hard to find businesses that you think are not going to be fads, are not going to come and go and disappear. And at the end of the time, we focused on health. And on the health side, there's two sides. There's the way to get sick and then help you better, which is primarily what the pharmaceutical business is. And that serves a very important role in helping people once they're sick. But then there's the prevention side, which says, let's try to keep you healthy before you get sick, so you stay healthy longer. And that was the side that just appealed to me. And my perspective is that's the side that's going to continue to grow for decades to come. So when we're in the health business, that says this is a business which people need. And if you look around the world, people shift their focus from survival to quality of life. Health is at the central component to it, and they want to stay and feel younger and be more active longer and enjoy their life better. And then the other part was, for me, well, I've always had a passion of trying to make a positive impact for people and to do it at scale. And so I wanted in my business life to be able to do something that was also doing good for people and for our planet. And I wanted it to be global in nature, because I had lived and worked in London, Paris, Hong Kong, and Tokyo. And I wanted to continue to help not just here, but around the world, people at scale. And I had somebody who used to work for me at Lazard who introduced me to the business of what Shaklee is. And I saw Shaklee, and I decided that that was the company for me. And unfortunately, the company wasn't for sale. So I tried to buy it, and the owners didn't want to sell it. It was a company that had owned it for 20-something years. It was a Japanese pharmaceutical company that owned Shockley. And then I just kept at it, and eventually they were willing to sell it, and I was able to buy the company.
And the rest is history. As I said, my mother took them in the 60s, so it's been around. It's tried and true, unlike some of the newer companies that have come out that have really added to our confusion. I really like to go back to the ones that they're definitely trying to try. I got an email today about a company that they found, you know, arsenic in their magnesium. And, you know, and so there's a lot of scrutiny around vitamins and supplements. How does Shockley do it differently than what we would find in, let's say, a company that doesn't have these, that's not so careful about what they manufacture? I'm trying to say this nicely.
Right. Well, there's a, you know, Dr. Shockley, who founded our company, you know, invented the multivitamin in the United States 100 years ago. And if you listen to Dr. Shockley, we have footage when he started our company. Basically, quality was the mantra and continues to be the mantra of Shockley. And what I discovered, particularly as we hire people that joined our company who have worked in other businesses, is that the standard level of care of what we do is unusual. And so let me give you just a couple of examples. The first thing is safety. And what you want to make sure is that the ingredients that you're using are pure. They don't have the chemical contaminants. So for every ingredient that we use, we test for over 350 different chemical contaminants. I think by law, you're only required to test for a handful of them. Mm-hmm. And so many companies take a don't ask, don't tell policy in the sense that if you don't test for it, then you're not required to disclose it. And we obsess over testing because when you're taking a nutritional supplement, you want it to do something good for you and not something bad for you. So the purity is critical. And then the question is the ingredient choices. And what's amazing is every year the Consumer Reports publishes a list of 10 ingredients to kind of watch out for that have shown to be potentially dangerous to human health. And over 60 years, none of the ingredients have ever appeared in any Shockley products. And I think it's because in order for an ingredient to come into a Shockley product, it gets vetted by our panel of scientists who will not put something in unless it's proven to have a human benefit and proven to be safe. And so you take the purity from the safety standpoint, and then you add it to proof that it's safe, proof that it works. And Shockley has done 100 clinical studies published in peer-reviewed publications that show a positive impact on human health from our products. And then we guarantee it, which is that we have an unlimited, empty bottle money-back guarantee. So if you don't like our product, you give it back, empty bottle, we'll refund your money. And over 60 years, we've averaged less than 1/3 of 1% in returns because people are satisfied with it. And you earn that over decades of trust with people. And I just want to comment on one thing you said earlier about being confused. Right? That's one of the reasons why I bought Shockley, because I knew I should be taking vitamins and nutritional supplements, but I walked into the retail store and you're overwhelmed with this long aisle of stuff that you don't know exactly what's in it.
Right.
You don't know which one to take. And so I think there's less expensive ways than buying a company to get quality nutritional advice.
But I just eat an ice cream sandwich.
Right? I know. It's hard. And I think that's one of the great advantages of Shockley is that we have curated and edited all the science and put them into products that are guaranteed to be safe and effective and delivered to you in an affordable and accessible way. So you don't have to worry about or go through this agonizing choice or eat too many ice cream sandwiches. You can just take a Shockley product and you know it's good for you.
There you go. Now, you mentioned earlier about caring about the environment. And case in point, in 2000, I was reading that Shockley was the first company in the world to become climate neutral certified to fully offset its carbon emissions. What does that mean?
Well, we're super proud about that. It means that we were the first company to conduct our operations so as to leave no footprint on the planet. And it's an example of of staying true to our values and trying to lead the way of what corporate companies can do. So we were founded on a philosophy of living in harmony with nature. And each decade, we sort of ask ourselves, what does it mean in today's world to be in, living in harmony with nature? And so in 2000, we said, we source our products from nature. Therefore, we should give back an equal part. And at the time, the idea of sort of having offsetting all your emissions, no one was talking about that. In fact, there was not even a certifying agency to certify whether you were carbon neutral or not. So we helped create one. And then we created offset programs, which means that we measured all of our carbon emissions as a global operation. And then we chose to create offset programs. We converted city buses from gasoline to natural gas. We did other climate offset projects and said, here's a company what you can be, what you can do good, and it's not harmful for your business. And so we're not the biggest company in the world, but we like to do things that are different and show our corporate brothers and sisters that sustainability at that time was not only the right thing to do, but a good thing to do for business. And then the next thing we did is we said, okay, how can we go even farther? And instead of doing just carbon offsets, how can we make our carbon a triple win? So we went into Africa and we created kiosks, solar kiosks that allow people in villages to get energy. So we were offsetting our carbon emissions, but we were giving tools to people who couldn't otherwise get energy in a non-carbon emitting way. So we just think, you know, some things that our people love in our companies, we challenge them. What can we do different? And because we're committed to doing good things, and we think that's good for our business, and it's good for the planet.
It is indeed. Let me ask you one thing, Roger. Is there anything you haven't done? Maybe we should start from that.
Yes. Well, one of my passions is that I believe that we have the capacity to eradicate undernutrition in the world. It's not a science problem. It's not a technology problem. It's not like we have to find a cure for cancer that we have not yet done. It's really a delivery issue of how do we get accessible, and it's a formulation issue that we have the knowledge to do. So we technically could provide nutrient supplementation at a core basic level to every human on the planet. And we haven't done that yet, and I'd like to.
Well, in a way, it is a cure for cancer, because I think a lot of it, and we talk, you know, I understand also you consider yourself an agent for change in health prevention. And I think that's so important, because it's not about what to do when you get sick. It's about doing everything you can so you don't get sick. And right. That's what the whole holistic health movement is all about, which is so important. And so many medical doctors are also believing in this as well. You know, it's no longer what I talked about in the 60s and 70s. You know, it's like that was considered like strange that you did right. Stuff like that. Right. I mean, we had a water cooler in our kitchen. One of the first ones, my friends used to come over and press the button just because it was so strange to have a cooler. Right. And we had floods. I grew up in Manhattan and, you know, we didn't know how to deal with floods in an apartment, no right. less. But, you know, and now they're saying that a lot of the water is an issue. So, you know, the things that we knew then are really coming to light now yeah. and for our health. So tell us about health prevention. What role does that play in our lives and your life, too?
Well, it's an excellent question. You know, one of the statistics that struck me as super important is roughly 70% of the major chronic diseases that you have, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, are largely preventable. And that's quite amazing, because for a period of time, you sort of assume, you know, you get older, you're going to get sick, you're going to get these diseases, and it's a problem. And we have an amazing surgeon general currently here. I think he's the youngest surgeon general that's ever been in the United States. And he is trying to get this message of prevention across, of saying, you know, we have the capacity to help ourselves and on every level, help people live a healthier, longer life, help our nation afford healthcare, because so much of healthcare today is spent on the last 6 months of life. And it's not a quality life. It's just keeping people, because we have technology, we can keep people alive, but they're not really functioning, thriving. So the idea that we can engage in activities, which a combination of diet, of nutrition, of exercise, can keep us healthy. And I think, you know, when Dr. Shackley created the first multivitamin in the U.S. 100 years ago, he really helped pioneer the idea of prevention and the health prevention movement. And so all of our work that our scientists do is to use natural ingredients and take from nature and apply it so that we can give the concentrated benefits of natural products in a form, our life strip, our products, our shakes, in a form that people can consume so that it gives them the nutrients to help sustain their bodies at the highest functioning level, and to educate people about how to live a healthy lifestyle. And just small choices, you know, little ones, add up to pretty much extended years of quality life.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I talk about, and you mentioned that that Dr. Daggy had read my book, Long Live You. But I talk also about the small steps, because I think what we tend to do is, you know, change is a process. And if we tend to look at the end of the process and think of everything we have to do to get there and then become so overwhelmed again, you know, I think we're back to the ice cream sandwich or worse. But there is a question that I did want to ask you, because a lot of people have asked me this. If you eat whole foods and good food and you steam them and you eat a lot of raw and you juice, do you still need the vitamins? I mean, you do, but I mean, how does that all work in with combining with the whole food that people are eating more and more?
Yeah. Well, that's a great question too. I think the challenge today is that in general, the food supply has a lower nutrient content than it did 50, 60 years ago, because what's happening is that people are growing food and then they're transporting it throughout, let's say, the United States. And so in different seasons, if you live in Chicago, you really can't get fresh produce in the wintertime grown in Illinois because it's too cold. So it's going to be imported, and people pick the product before they're fully ripened, and then they have to live in the supply chain and be under refrigeration or frozen, a lot of the nutrient value. So there's in the ideal world, you can eat sort of a great diet, and that goes a long way. Sadly, most people don't. It's sort of somewhat uneconomic, and it's inconvenient, and people don't get the nutrients that they need fully from their diet in today's modernized supply chain. But what we try to do is look and say, from research and clinical studies, can you get the level of nutrients? We know of certain vitamins and minerals that if you take them, and polyphenols, at certain dosage levels, that not only are they're safe, but they have a significant addition to what you could get for the food supply, because you'd have to eat so much of certain kinds of food that people don't do it. So what we try to do is formulate and say, if you were to take a perfect diet between protein and fiber and nutrients, and you could eat that every day and someone prepare it for you every day, it would like be a table full of diverse sources of nutrients. And we say, look, let's make it convenient and simple and easy and put it into one package. And we launched something called the Life Plan, which is
I have those.
The Life Strip and the Life Shake. And between that, you really have every spectrum of antioxidants, omega-3s, proteins, fibers, nutrients, vitamins, minerals, polyphenols that one could take that's shown that they help you live a healthier life. So I think it's a question of really in today's lifestyle, we don't live on a farm anymore for most people, and we can't the balanced portfolio of nutrients is really not that accessible in our diet. So that's the real call for supplementation. And then I think the question is performance, right? You can have a basic level of nutrients, carbohydrates and proteins, but if you want enhanced performance, and you want purity, you have to concentrate them in some levels. And that's what we try to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's good to know that even though we are eating perhaps the right things, that sometimes they're not grown the way that they should, and we're not getting all the nutrients. But if you know anyone who could just come over and make me all that food, it sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I'll take the vitamins and eat that.
Right? You see, that's what you should do. But in effect, if you were to take one of our life shakes every day and one of our life strips, you know that you're fueling your body with the best nutrition that you can. And then you try to eat as wisely as you can around it. Which is, I mean, that's basically how I live my life. You know, I'm lucky I live in Northern California now, and it's got a year-round climate, and I try to eat fruits and vegetables, but I take my shake every day, and I eat my Shaklee vitamins because I want to supplement the diet, which is as good a diet as I can construct for myself. I just know that I'm getting more, and I'm getting better through Shaklee.
Are you also like a master chef in the kitchen? I sometimes think maybe you are, too. Can we add that to your bio?
Sadly, no.
Okay. Well, you know what? On that note, we're going to take a really quick break. Everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back talking more with Roger Barnett, and we're going to talk about his own lifestyle. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As listeners of our iHeartRadio talk show know, Jane Wilkins Michael is one of the foremost experts on all things health, beauty, and fitness. Jane has just released her highly anticipated new book, Long Live You, a step-by-step plan to look and feel better than before. In it, she shares a collection of advice, tips, and personal antidotes, along with lifestyle suggestions from some of the world's top beauty, health, and fitness experts, many of whom have been interviewed on this show. Are you hoping to make positive health decisions, improve your emotional well-being, establish a support system, give something back to your community and the world? Jane's new book will help you look years younger and also live a longer, healthier, happier, and more beautiful life. You can order Long Live You, your step-by-step plan to look and feel better than before, at your local bookstore or at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com, where it's available for delivery or as an ebook. Or go to Jane's website, JaneWilkinsMichael.com. Now, back to the Jane Wilkins Michael Show.
Want to know where you can hear Jane Wilkins Michael's show better than before? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Jane via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Jane Wilkins Michael and Better Than Before.
Welcome back, everyone. We are on the air live. You're listening to the Jane Wilkins Michael Show, Better Than Before, on iHeartRadio Talk. I'm here with Lori, as always, and my guest is Roger Barnett, the CEO of Shaklee, which is the world's premier nutrition, health, everything company. Roger, you can fill in all the blanks here. You're like, you have it all. I have your vitamin strip. It has everything. You are not missing one thing.
It has everything. That's what we want, is to provide everything in an affordable, accessible way for people all over the world. That's our mission.
So let's talk a little bit about the ABCs of vitamins. Now, again, the American mentality is if you have a little bit, it's good. A lot is so much better. And we tend to take more, you know, overload on things. And some of it, vitamin-wise, can be dangerous. You know, shouldn't overload on vitamin B and E and, you know, and C is, I guess, okay. But again, if you go into a store and you're inundated with them, you know, they try to sell you like tons and tons of milligrams and you don't even know what you're taking if that's the right amount. So can you break it down a little bit? What should we be taking every day as far as vitamins?
There's a spectrum. So you want a multivitamin that has a balanced portfolio of different nutrients. And again, you're right. Some things you don't want to take too much of. There's a chemically derived form of vitamin A, which if you take in high levels is not good for you. And so you want to have a natural form of that. Then omega-3s and EPA and DHA, those are just increasing evidence of the benefits of it. It's a product that the FDA in America has an approved heart health claim. It also has been shown to help with healthy brain function and a number of other functions. And then there's a ground sort of swell, which our scientists have helped pioneer, a lot of the research on things called polyphenols, which are the benefits that are in fruits and vegetables and the impact on your health. And for example, there's a grape that is grown in the southeastern United States, and it's the muscadine grape. And for those of your listeners that are in the southeast, they know it well. It's an unusual grape. It's almost the size of a plum, and it grows in conditions which are very harsh for other grapes, and so does a super thick skin to protect itself from the environment. So we, for example, went out and built an extraction facility in the fields there to harvest these polyphenols, and we did a lot of studies around the world. And you can find these unique sources from fruits and vegetables, and increasingly the anti-aging benefits from that source of polyphenols are being shown to be hugely impactful. So sort of a multivitamin, which includes your vitamin D's and B's and C's and D's in the right safe effective levels, an omega-3 pure fish oil. And the challenge with the fish oil is you want to make sure there's no mercury or heavy toxins, because the waters are contaminated. And the larger fish eat the smaller fish, and it compounds the mercury levels in it. So you want pure, and for us, for example, we do a 5-step purification process to make sure there's nothing impure in it. And then polyphenols, a broad spectrum of them that are purified and isolated to give you benefits. And if you're confused about it, just take our Vitalizer or our Life Strip, and it has all those things that I mentioned in it. With an addition, probiotic, increasingly the sort of your gut. 70% of your immune system is defined by your gut, and our body is increasingly just a host for all these bacteria that are inside that are doing a lot of benefits for your immune system, for your mood, for even weight management. And so making sure you have a healthy gut is critical as well. So those are the fundamental building blocks of health that everyone should have, and that's what we try to provide in a convenient, easy solution. But for everybody, regardless where you take them, those are the balance of what you should take.
Right. Now you do 350 tests to make sure your products are pure. So that's probably...
So we do 100,000 quality tests a year, but on each ingredient,
right,
we'll do 350 tests for chemicals and contaminants.
That's probably 350 more than most companies do on their product,
yeah.
I have to say. You know, Roger, I spoke earlier of Adele Davis being one of the godmothers of good health. And she did write a book called Let's Have Healthy Children, which is something that I had consulted years, decades later when I had my own children. And children, as we know, don't eat right. That's a given. And a lot of the diseases that they get later in life begin in childhood. Diabetes, for example, obesity leads to so many awful, awful illnesses later in life. Do you recommend that children take vitamins too, aside from eating well?
Yes. We make a children's multivitamin and something we call Mighty Smart, which is to deliver in a form that a child would take, also omega-3s and fish oil for brain development. So I think with the nutrients, and then there's a shake. So many of our Shackley family members have served their children for many years. A shake is a supplement. In other words, it's like a snack. When I was growing up, we had Nesquik, and now people can have a strawberry Shackley shake if you're a kid, and it's a lot more nutrition. So you're trying, I have three children myself. You try your best to have them eat as healthy as possible, but they are resistant to eating some of the things that we want. So we supplement it with a multivitamin, with a fish oil, and with a shake. And I tell my kids, we named the product Mighty Smart for a reason. I said, do you want to be smart or do you want to be dumb? Good news is they have a desire to be smarter than not, and they take them. So we're trying to encourage them to take it. But there's another key element with children, too. First of all, it's really important when a couple are thinking of having a child that the mother is taking nutrition before they become pregnant. And That is critical to start the child off with the best nutrition possible. So the other element is to get rid of the chemicals in your home. So many of the conventional cleaning products have a lot of chemicals in them, and there's more and more studies showing that those chemicals are linked to asthma and allergies. And there was a study done in Salinas, California, among cleaning ladies whose children ended up with greater instances of asthma and allergies. So it's a combination of nutrient for the mother, making sure that you get rid of chemical toxins as much as possible throughout your home. And then after the baby's born and becomes a child, to try to just get the best nutrition you can in them. And a multivitamin and a convenient non-fishy tasting fish oil supplement and protein, a balanced kind of protein meal, shake as a supplement are good alternatives.
Yeah, because I know even in school, their lunches are like fried bologna balls. It just doesn't, they don't work with you basically in offering your kids like good nutrition. The best of schools here, I must say. It is a challenge. And so many snack foods and kids also, and we'll get to the exercise is important. Kids sit a lot. You know, the computer I think is the devil in some instances because they never move. And years ago, you know, kids went out and they played and they did stuff. Now they just kind of sit around and text and
well,
you know.
One thing we do as a family, which has nothing to do with vitamins, but one thing we do as a family is we have a technology Sabbath. So we try to have one day a week where we are unplugged as a family. And suddenly you're talking more to your children. They're playing more. They're more active. And it's an idea that I really believe in. So I just thought I'd put it out there.
Oh, that's very good. Now the trick is getting them to do that. How do you get your children to do that?
Well,
what do you say? What are the magic words? I can't even get mine to stop texting.
Well, I think children all want something, and I think it's a compact, which is that they have privileges and benefits of being part of your family, and they have responsibilities too. So we're all going to try this together. And if you try to do it all together, there's a little bit of resistance at first, but I think at the end of the day, they want relief from it. I found that these kids, where they're texting all the time, they actually feel they need to do it to keep up. And sometimes if you take their phones away for a little bit, they're relieved.
Yeah, well, I'll have to try that. My kids are older, I'll try that anyway. But it's true. I mean, they'll spend so much time. And I'm beginning to think that some of that radiation from the phone and the computers, I mean, you read about that too. You have to protect against that because, right? Again, like food, you know, everything was like miracle, like Splenda and all that. And suddenly it's, just something came out today that it's poison, basically. So it's very difficult to know. And some of the food, they say it's good. And then all of a sudden, no, don't eat that. That's not good. So saturated fats.
I'll give you an interesting example.
Yeah.
I was talking with a major food executive about food because we make snacks, bars, and other things in foods. And they said, well, you know, that the food profile that consumers have been trained with high salt, high fat, and you're not going to be able to get people to eat healthy things. And I said, actually, with our people, it's just philosophically, we start from the principle of health, that it's got to be good for you. Otherwise, we don't want to make the product. And then the question is, how do you make the good for you food tastes good? But you don't start the other way around, which some companies do, which say we're going to make it taste as good as possible. And then if we can add health benefits, we can. And the shift is that, the rise in obesity is a clear cause and effect, right? And so I think the companies now should have an obligation to just try to be healthier. And we can create healthy, natural foods. And I think the natural component is so important because you come up with these chemical alternatives, which are just cheaper, but pretty much Most of them that have been created over the long run in the sweetener category have been deemed at some point to be not good for you. And so going back to nature, which has been sustained over a long period of time in the appropriate amounts, and then, you know, ask the hard questions to your scientists. Like, say, we don't accept having to compromise. Like, it's going to start with health, but make it taste good so people will take it. And keep trying. And I think if you throw these challenges out to people and you're mission-centric, which starts with health, they will deliver. And I'm amazed at the progress that our scientists make in making great-tasting food that's healthy for you.
That's why your company is so tried and true and over the years, because you have managed to find the magic formula that good and it tastes good. That's hard.
Yeah. It's very hard. And we did a study. It was very interesting. We did a study with the Berkeley School of Public Health, which remains the largest long-term supplement usage study. And we took people who took our products for between 20 and 43 years, and we measured them against people who took just somebody else's multivitamin and no supplements. And we were looking for benefits, which is to see whether or not they were healthier on every metric, and they basically had double the health outcomes of the non-Shakti population. But the other interesting element was safety, which is that this was an example of people who took our products over a long period of time, and because our scientists are very thoughtful about what the amount is, so that there's the right amount to have an impact, but not too much to do anything negative, the safety data on it was incredible. So you get the safe long-term benefit of it, and again, it takes mission-principled work. You have to design for health first, not to chase a fad in the marketplace, not to have some hot new ingredient that we just don't know is safe. And if we don't know, we don't put it in. And over time, that's chosen to be the wise decision for our Shakti family members, because many of those ingredients that are so hot in those moments have turned out to have negative implications over time.
I wish every company was as conscious as you. Seriously, we'd have a lot healthier world. Another thing that we should talk about briefly is the role stress plays in health. And there are certain vitamins that will help our stress levels. So talk about stress and what we can do to alleviate it.
I think you have to find, I think practical solutions to alleviate it are exercise. And there's also studies that go of just human contact, of the sense of touch and feeling loved and being part of something. Those are benefits with exercise. For me, I try to do both. But the modern elements that help, that attack us, okay, are the environmental pollutions with both inside your house and outside your house, and stress. And so your body, when you're under stress, releases things, and we try with some of our antioxidants and polyphenols to address the impact of what happens when your cells react to stress. But it's better not to just to do that, but always to try to alleviate it as well. And people have to find what's realistic for them. I think most people, if they can do some exercise, and I love your idea, Jane, of small steps. It's just so important because, you know, when you start, if you're going to run, you're not going to go run a marathon. And if you just can do 15, 20 minutes of something,
it's true.
It's helpful. And sometimes you don't have time, you know. I wake up every morning, and wherever I am, if I don't have time to exercise in a gym, I'll do some push-ups and sit-ups, which take me about 2.5 minutes, and then I'll go take a shower. And just doing that clears my head a little bit. And again, we all live in a world which is we're more connected, we have more stress in it. Financial stress is also such an important aspect in life. And so one of the things we've been talking about is all the health products of Shakti, but we're sort of part of the sharing economy where we choose to to not distribute our products in stores. You can buy them online, but you buy them through people, and that provides an income opportunity for people, which helps alleviate financial stress. People would earn, you know, an extra $500 a month or a lifetime of income. It's just so many things in your life can create stress, and you have to find a ways around it, you know, and do the best you can one step at a time.
All right. I always feel that there are 24 hours in a day. You can find 15 minutes or a half hour, yeah, or 5 minutes to exercise. That should not be an excuse, right? You can find
it's
it.
Nice
you can
to,
find
you
it
to,
with everything you do, right?
Well, like yourself, you're busy and we're all busy, but you have to decide it's important. And, you know, I think if you step back, and this is another technique, I think, is whether it's New Year's, around New Year's, or some other period of time, once a year at least, you have to step back and do a plan for yourself and your family about your goals and what's important, how to fit in the things that you know are important for you, right? How are you going to get better nutrition? How are you going to get a little bit of exercise? How are you going to be able to have progress towards your goals? Those are things that are super important to do. And if you don't step back every once in a while, then life just is a blur and you miss it.
You miss out on a lot of it.
Yeah.
It's true. Now, what's next for you? What drives you and what are you looking at next to conquer?
Well, what drives me every single day is to try to make an impact on people at scale. And that's why I'm doing Shaklee, because for me, it's the best vehicle to make a positive impact at scale. We have now close to 2 million members of our Shaklee family around the world. And what we do is we get to, and they're an incredible, passionate, wonderful group of people who are sharing knowledge and products that allow people to live a healthier life. And so we have this sort of volunteer force for good that's going out and helping people talk about living a healthier life. Like for your mother, for example, somebody shared with your mother the concept of vitamins at a time when it wasn't known. And that's great. And as we go here, we're still trying to educate people about how you can live a healthier life, get the toxic chemicals out of your home, get the right nutrition, help your children do that. And then we also provide a way for people to earn income, because over, you look down the future of the road, there's just not enough jobs that are going to be available for all the people who need and want an income for themselves and their family. So combining the health and the income and sustainability for our planet into one company where we get to inspire and motivate people every day to live a healthier and better life, it's pretty amazing. I feel very fortunate to be part of this. So my goal really is just to continue to take the latest science and put it into products that make it easy for people to get the benefits of that nutrition, and to continually make the ability for people to be successful in their business to make that easier and better, and to continue to sort of pioneer and lead the way about how companies can make the world a more sustainable place. And it's never ending, and how much we can continually do better. We just do a little bit better, and I use your analogy, a little step better every day, then tomorrow will be a little bit better than today, and the next day a little bit better. And over time, that will compound, and we'll get great. But it's never ending. It's not a destination. We're just trying to improve a little bit each and every day. And
right, it's a journey.
It's a journey. But it's a noble journey, I think, in the sense that it's a wonderful way to invest your time and energy, because the only way that anybody, including the company, makes any money is if we've made someone else healthier, we've given people an opportunity to earn income, and we've made the planet more sustainable. So I just, you know, it's rare to find, or let me rephrase this, true luxury in life is choosing how you make a living. And I feel privileged that the way that our employees do and our Shaklee family does is through helping other people. And it feels good.
Now, if you were going to leave us with three of your life mantras to leave us all feeling as good as you, Roger Barnett, what would they be?
Well,
aside from taking Shackley, aside from taking Shackley or working for Shackley, what would you say?
That's probably number one and two, but I think you have to have sort of amazingness in your life on a daily basis. You got to fuel your body, so fuel it with right nutrition and right exercise. I think you have to fuel your mind as well. And I think what I mean by that is you have to take a moment to set down your dreams and goals and aspirations. And that's going to be someplace different from where you are today. But you have to connect with that on a regular basis to make sure you're progressing to the kind of life that you want and not just staying still. So fuel your body and fuel your mind. And then the third thing is to fuel your heart. And one thing I like to say is, you know, try every day to make someone else's day. You can do it with just a kind word, a compliment, encouragement. You can see the good in anyone and everyone. And by helping somebody else have a great day, it's incredibly rewarding in yourself, and it gives you a sense of meaning and purpose. So if you fuel your body, your mind, and your heart on a daily basis, I think that leads to an amazing life.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Roger Barnett. And just so you know, you did make my day. So let us know where we can find Shackley. Shackley.com? What should we click on to get involved?
You can go to Shackley.com, but you can find also we have amazing Shackley family members that are representatives of Shackley in almost every city in the United States. So we'd be happy to direct you so you can get personalized health recommendations from our Shackley family members, and we welcome the opportunity to serve.
Well, thank you again. Thank you so much for being with us and share all that you have shared with us, with our audience. That's our show, everyone. Again, thank you, Roger Barnett. As always, thank you all for listening. This is Jane Wilkins-Michael. I will see you next week. Until then, be wise, be well, be better than before.
Have a question for Jane and want to be on the next Better Than Before show? Drop us a line via instantfeedback@bmajor.org. The Jane Wilkins-Michael Show is brought to you by Express Scripts and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.